World's Worst Spotter, a Thursday. The Chasing Epic Challenge, Week 6. In. By loving people more. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, Colossians 3:13. If you've ever been into heavy weightlifting, then you know that you need a spotter. A spotter is someone who stays really close and makes sure that you don't drop the weight and hurt yourself. When I was in high school, I was spotting a kid doing squats, and as he started swaying, he dropped a few hundred pounds into the rack and started screaming. To my horror, I took two steps forward and realized that he had cut off most of his pinky finger. A few weeks later, I was spotting my brother in the same lift with over 500 pounds, and he fell forward into a bench, pushing several bottom teeth all the way through his lip. Our football coach called me in and said I wasn't allowed to spot anyone, ever again. True story. I'm obviously not a great spotter. But a great spotter, unlike me, does more than help spot the heavy lifts. They also cheer and celebrate every rep completed. It's that feeling that says, I've got you. This is the essence of community, knowing that no matter how heavy the load, you don't have to bear it alone. This week, reflect on who's been your spotter in life's gym. Who has helped you bear your burdens? Maybe it's time to reach out and thank them, or better yet, offer your strength to someone in need. Let's be intentional about forgiving, supporting, and lifting each other up. It's in these acts of love and forgiveness that we reflect Jesus' heart and build a community that can truly stand strong together. Three big reminders. Our first annual Cross Kids Easter Egg will start at 10:30 a.m. sharp, this Sunday between the 9:30 and 11 a.m. gatherings. Next weekend is Easter at C3. Don't miss one of our four identical gatherings, Saturday, 6 p.m., Sunday, Ininim, 10 a.m., 11 a.m. Don't forget this week's Chasing Epic Challenge is to connect with a group by scheduling a time to share a meal or at least hang out. Prayer for the day. God, what are you showing me? What am I going to do about it? Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 8, verses 11 through 26. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had arrived, they came and started to argue with him. Testing him, they demanded that he show them a miraculous sign from heaven to prove his authority. When he heard this, he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why do these people keep demanding a miraculous sign? I tell you the truth, I will not give this generation any such sign." So he got back into the boat and left them, and he crossed to the other side of the lake. But the disciples had forgotten to bring any food. They had only one loaf of bread with them in the boat. As they were crossing the lake, Jesus warned them, "Watch out! Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and of Herod." At this they began to argue with each other because they hadn't brought any bread. Jesus knew what they were saying, so he said, "Why are you arguing about having no bread? don't you know or understand even yet? Are your hearts too hard to take it in? You have eyes, can't you see? You have ears, can't you hear? Don't you remember anything at all? When I fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread, how many baskets of leftovers did you pick up afterward? 12, they said. And when I fed the 4,000 with 7 loaves, how many large baskets of leftovers did you pick up? 7, they said. Don't you understand yet? He asked them. When they arrived at Bethsaida, some people brought a blind man to Jesus, and they begged him to touch the man and heal him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. Then, spitting on the man's eyes, he laid his hands on him and asked, "Can you see anything now?" The man looked around. "Yes," he said, "I see people, but I can't see them very clearly. They look like trees walking around." Then Jesus placed his hands on the man's eyes again, and his eyes were opened. His sight was completely restored, and he could see everything clearly. Jesus sent him away, saying, "Don't go back into the village on your way home." This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. Let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcomed it then, and you still stand firm in it. It is this good news that saves you if you continue to believe the message I told you, unless, of course, you believed something that was never true in the first place. I passed on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the scriptures said. He was buried, and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scriptures said. He was seen by Peter, and then by the 12. After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he was seen by James, and later by all the apostles. Last of all, as though I had been born at the wrong time, I also saw him. For I am the least of all the apostles. In fact, I'm not even worthy to be called an apostle after the way I persecuted God's church. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.